FEMA grants $250 million to track drones during World Cup. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is awarding $250 million for anti-drone efforts in 11 states that will host the FIFA World Cup 2026 soccer matches, the Department of Homeland Security said in a December 30 statement. Recipients can use this money to strengthen their ability to detect, identify, track, or mitigate unmanned aircraft systems, DHS said. In recent years, criminals, terrorists, and hostile foreign actors have intensified their use of this technology. The money is being awarded under the Counter Unmanned Aircraft Systems Grant Program set up under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed into law by President Donald Trump in July. With today's CUAS Grant Program award, along with the new authorities granted in the Safer Skies Act, state and local law enforcement agencies now have the tools they need to keep their communities safe, DHS said. This is especially critical as officials across the country prepare for the United States to host the FIFA World Cup, which is expected to be the largest sporting event in world history. The CUAS grant program allows DHS to provide $500 million in federal funding over 2 years to boost local and state capabilities to combat drone threats, according to DHS. The $250 million in disbursements is the first installment, with the rest to be distributed next year. State recipients are California, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Washington. The National Capital Region, which will not organize FIFA games, will host the America 250 national events in July 2026, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The National Capital Region includes the District of Columbia and surrounding jurisdictions in Virginia and Maryland. The CUAS grant program aligns with the Trump administration's initiative to protect Americans from hostile drones during mass gathering events, in line with the president's June 6 executive order, Restoring American Airspace Sovereignty, DHS said. The order highlighted various threats posed by unmanned aircraft systems, including disruptions at mass gatherings, security threats to critical infrastructure and military bases, and drug cartels smuggling fentanyl into the United States. It asked executive departments and agencies to use available existing authorities to employ equipment required for the detection, tracking, and identification of drones and drone signals. We knew we needed to act quickly to keep the World Cup safe from the rising threat of unmanned aircraft systems, and that's exactly what we did, FEMA Acting Administrator Karen S. Evans said in a statement about the $250 million in funding. This is the fastest non-disaster grant program ever executed by FEMA, with funds being awarded just 25 days after the application deadline. This efficiency is a testament to the administration's laser focus on cutting red tape, getting resources into the hands of law enforcement, and protecting the American people. Corruption allegation. The Trump administration has faced criticism over its security for the World Cup. On October 28, FEMA published its fiscal year 2026 notices of funding opportunity for the FIFA World Cup grant program, announcing $625 million for the 11 cities hosting the event to ensure the safety of the games and to protect Americans. On November 17, Representative Nellie Poe, the top Democrat on the House panel overseeing the games, sent a letter to DHS Secretary Kristi Noem and FEMA official David Richardson, raising serious concern regarding NOFO. According to the NOFO, the secretary has sole discretion over the amount of funding to be awarded to World Cup host cities. The NOFO states that no formal scoring or review process will be used. Instead, decisions will be based on unidentified, qualitative criteria, leaving the cities and public without an objective, auditable record of how funding choices were made, Poe wrote. This structure invites corruption. By law, FEMA's state Homeland Security Program funds must be distributed according to a clear, risk-based formula, not the personal discretion of any political appointee. In an emailed response to the Epoch Times, DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin said that Poe's letter was a baseless speculation and that NOEM had saved the American taxpayer more than $13.2 billion across the board in addressing waste, fraud, and abuse at DHS. In its October 28 statement, FEMA said the grants can be used by cities to conduct critical security preparations such as staff background checks, training and exercises, cyber defense, and boosting police response for FIFA venues. The 2026 FIFA World Cup is expected to be the largest sporting event in history, so it must also be the safest, a FIFA spokesperson said at the time. That's why DHS is already working with host cities to ensure players, staff, and attendees are safe from all threats, including terrorist activities and criminal use of drones. The World Cup is scheduled for June 11 to July 19, with the games jointly hosted by the United States, Mexico, and Canada. FIFA is expecting 5 to 10 million international fans to visit the United States for the event.